Over the years, there's been a conflict between news, advocacy organizations, and members of the public versus government agencies when it comes to documents and information. Many times, these issues go to court. In an effort to make all sides play together better, the legislature created the position of ombudsman to settle these disputes. Ruth Van Mark is that person and joins us to discuss her role in the state.
To respond to complaints filed by people who have attempted to get public records from a governmental entity. And that entity can be either at the state level, their city, their county, or maybe a special use district. I like to pick on the Veteran Fire Department. Mm-hmm. If you were trying to get records out of the Veteran Fire Department and they weren't responding to you, you could call the Public Records Ombudsman, and that person would attempt to see if they could see what the problem is and work out an agreement where you could get the records you need.
This is part of a transparency push, and of course, as you've probably learned since taking over the job, there have been challenges occasionally of getting records. Have you had much success with this as of yet?
We all thought I was just going to be snowed in, a blizzard, or whatever you want to say in Wyoming of requests, but it hasn't been a lot. So I'm taking that, interpreting that to be a good sign that our folks at the county, state, and local level are really interested in getting the records that you're asking for. Sometimes it's just a matter of confusion. So because I haven't been getting a lot of responses, complaints filed with me, I don't know how interesting this interview is going to be.
Well, we'll see about that. How do you see your role? Are you going to be like a referee? Or are you going to be somebody mean? Or are you going to be a mediator? How do you see yourself?
I'm a mediator. That's the role that the legislature laid out for me. They gave me essentially three defined responsibilities, and the most important being the mediator between the requester and the governmental entity. And then, of course, the other one is I get to waive fees. I have yet to waive a fee. I've yet to have anyone ask me to waive a fee. I've had people ask me to waive privilege, which I told them that's outside of my bailiwick. They've asked me to waive a subpoena. I told them no. You have to go to court to get that done. So there's maybe a little bit of confusion of how much power the ombudsman has. But if you read the legislation authorizing this position, the legislature was very clear, I believe. They want the ombudsman to be the person you go to when you want to work out an agreement with the person that you're trying or the agency you're trying to get the information from.
Frequently, Ruth, we'll have situations where we want to know how much an entity has spent on something, how many years this has been going on. We a lot of times also are curious about communication. Some of that is under Wyoming law, and I understand that, but let's start with the first one. How hard is it? One of the challenges we've had is, sure, we can go back and dig up that information for you, but it'll cost you $10,000. I'm making a number up, but that's been the problem. Have you been able to resolve those issues?
You know, I haven't had an issue about costs as of yet, but we do know that the legislature tasked the ANI to come up with a fee schedule, which they did. And under that fee schedule, the first $180 of cost is free to the individual requesting it. And then afterwards, after that $180, there are fees attached based on the type of information you're getting and how they have to if they're reproducing it for you.
My anticipation is I would call you up and say the number they've provided me isn't fair. This is out of line. So how would you resolve something like that?
Well, hypothetically, I would say the first thing I'd go to is talk to the agency or the entity that you're asking the information from and hear from them. You know, it's always possible that the sheer volume of what you're asking for is what's driving up the cost. If we can work out something where you narrow your focus and the request you're making so that it's a manageable amount of documents, then that will address the cost issue. But as I've said, I haven't had a question about cost just yet, so I'm just speculating at this point how I would handle something like that.
The other one is email communication. That's always a little bit of a tricky one. What's your stance going to be as far as a news organization who's investigating, I think, probably a legitimate story, wanting to know maybe an influence by an outside person on a particular vote or something like that? What can you and cannot do in a situation like that?
Well, first off, I have been advised very sternly that I shouldn't telegraph in advance how I would respond to a question like that. So I'm not going to respond to the question like that, except to say this, that I think it's critical that both the requester and the governmental entity feel like they have an opportunity of somebody who's going to listen to both sides of the story and work with both of them in an impartial way to come up with something that they can both live with. Again, I have to say this, that every agency I've had the opportunity to visit with so far, they want to release the information. It's just sometimes a question of confusion about what the person is asking for and what the best way is to try to address coming to an agreement.
And that they see, oh my gosh, this is good, to get every email on this topic is going to take weeks and months, which is probably not necessarily what we're after. Is there a way we can craft some of the requests to make it a little easier for everybody involved?
Having a good dialogue, be it through the ombudsman or with the agency directly. I've had several conversations with state-level agencies that get lots of requests, and that's the first thing they say to me, is that initially their conversation with the requester is they're asking for the sun, moon, and stars. And in reality, all they really wanted was the stars. And so the longer they visit with them, the more they're able to narrow down the request. And then certainly in an email situation, that helps a lot because, well, it's easy to gather the emails that you've requested. Sometimes those are emails that need to be gone through one by one to make sure there's no confidential information in it. So that's what many times takes the time. So if you can narrow the request down so it's a manageable amount of documents to go through, that makes it much easier for the agency and much less expensive for the requester.
Just with you being here, do you think it's helped because people know you're here and probably will get involved if there is any trouble?
You know, I haven't had any direct experience with that, but some of my colleagues have said when I've called an agency, they'll say, so-and-so from such-and-such place told me that they got a call from you today, and they were, like, really nervous. And I said, I'm not that intimidating, I hope. But I do think that people respect what the legislature was trying to achieve. And they know that if you get a call from the ombudsman, that means that you need to start working with the individual if you hadn't before.
If they say to you, I'm not going to release those records, we don't want to do it.
Well, the law gives the ombudsman the ability to basically look at information that the agency says they're not going to release and determine whether or not good cause exists for them not to release that, even if it's considered confidential. Now, the ombudsman has to keep that information confidential, but they can look at it and say, you know what, I agree with you, this is confidential under the law, and therefore you don't have to release it, or I disagree with you, and I think it should be released. Now, the kicker here is that nothing I say or do is legally binding. The agency can always say, we don't agree with you, we're going to go to court. Mm-hmm. They can always say that. Or they can say, well, okay, we'll work with you to see if we can come to a compromise.
And is that essentially the appeals process? Is an agency like myself, we would have to go to court?
I believe as you look at the law now, that is the next step for you, because you can't really appeal the ombudsman's decision because it's not legally binding. But the ombudsman was put in place so that you could avoid going to court and come up with a settlement or an agreement that you're comfortable with and the agency is comfortable with and save everybody a lot of time and money.
Obviously, I've been talking from a journalist perspective, but if you're a nonprofit group or interested citizen group or something, you're available to them as well.
Absolutely. I'm available to anybody who wants to call and talk to me. Now, under the current law, my services are limited to the people requesting the information, but in this session, the legislature passed some revisions to the Ombudsman Act, which allows me to help both the governmental entity and the requester. So anybody who wants to talk to me, I'm happy to talk to him.
Ruth Van Mark, a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much, too.